The change in law would allow localities to move or alter war memorials. That's currently forbidden, and it's the reason a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee still stands in Charlottesville, even though the city council voted years ago to remove it. LaRisha Hawkins is a Charlottesville resident who was pleased to see the bill move forward.
What we're trying to do here is bring back a modicum of what many conservatives say they want, which is federalism, local control, communities making decisions about what's right for their community.
Andrew Moorhead, representing the Virginia chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, spoke against the change. His group is afraid that given the power, localities across the state will remove Confederate monuments.
They're saying all Confederates, we want them down. We don't care what you do with them. We want them down. We don't care what happens after that.
According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, there are more than 100 Confederate memorials throughout Virginia. Many were built decades after the end of the war, during the height of Jim Crow. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.